I loved when you said building your own bank, and I want to ask you quickly, because I know time and what have you, you know, wealth creation, it's really, really important. And as you know, I was asking about young people there, why is this not taught in schools, and what could it do for us, you know, for people to start from a very early age to learn about money, wealth creation, creating their own bank? You know, how important is that, and why do you think it's not taught in money is just not taught in school, not in this way?
No, I mean, money's not taught in school in any type of way other than you need to get a good education, good grades, to be able to get a good job so you can get money. That's kind of essentially what we're taught in a nutshell. Yeah, so even like the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, that breaks down the fundamentals and the basics of like how money should work. So that, you know, that's a book by Robert Kiyosaki, and regardless of whatever he said about our community or whatever, that book is still an amazing book. It's changed. Yeah, let's leave that. Yeah, it's going for the message. So that book still remains absolutely incredible. Millions of people have been impacted. So to answer your question about schools, I believe schools in Dubai do actually teach Forex and crypto. I believe that they do. It's just, I think it's just maybe the West. I don't know. And my reasons, or the reasons why I believe that this is the case, is because, you know, without trying to get too, you know, I want to try and remain PC, but it's a case of the rich just kind of getting richer and certain classes and economical gaps just needing to be kept the same in order for the power system to remain as it is. That's kind of my sort of conspiracy theorist coming out in me. But I just feel it's our responsibility to do that. I don't think it's the school's responsibility. They should do it, but it's the same way how my parents are from Jamaica. They did not rely on the school to teach me how to cook our traditional dishes, how to, you know, how to keep our home, how to behave when you're outdoors and, you know, when you're with them, how to represent the family. The school didn't do that, but the school does still teach you cooking. You know, I did home economics. They still teach you about manners. I had to get up off the chair whenever a teacher or a grown-up walked into the room. That was the type of school that I went to. So they do still teach these things, but it's not necessarily their responsibility to do it in the correct way or the way that we want it to be done. So I feel that it's on us, especially if you are of a background where, traditionally speaking, you are generations behind in terms of the wealth, for whatever reason, and various different reasons without going into them. I definitely feel that it's the responsibility of us, or of you, to make sure your children know that. And it will basically create, this will sound like it's a negative term, but we say in our academy, you know, create a beast. And by that, we actually mean that in a good way, as in someone that's unstoppable. You know, because the mind of the young, they can comprehend this so much more. Like you and I, we have to sit down and try and unlearn this money system to even get our head around, you know, to get our head around blockchain. Whereas the young ones, they kind of don't necessarily know anything else. My son's 4 and he talks about Bitcoin, and, you know, he sees it on the bus. He's like, mommy, that's Bitcoin. Are you buying more Bitcoin today? So, okay, he's 4 and he may not understand blockchain technology right now, but as he's 7, 8, and 9, it's going to just be second nature to him, because he doesn't have to unlearn anything, if that makes sense. But I think it's imperative that the young ones get involved. And I want to commend, is it Megan Thee Stallion? She started to kind of, she's a rapper, by the way, female rapper. Yeah. And I think on her YouTube, she started to drop some little videos and educational videos about Bitcoin and investing. So I think that that's the best way to get the children involved. It's through music, it's through, you know, it's through popular culture. You know, we've got rappers like Nas talking about Bitcoin and blockchain as well. So it's definitely getting out there. It's just whether or not those tracks are going to blow up and be playability. I understand that there are people, there are parents out there who don't have the time or the capacity or the will to want to learn this stuff to then teach their children. But that doesn't mean that you can't pay for the education for your children to get that. It doesn't necessarily have to be you getting it, you know. It's the same way as if you think that your child should know how to play a musical instrument. You don't worry about learning to play that musical instrument yourself so you can teach them. You pay and you get, you know, you get an expert or a lecturer to teach them how to play that, you know, whatever that instrument is. So I think the same thing should be applied here. And investing is imperative. It's one of the kind of only ways that you can really kind of build passive income, but just income that will kind of grow and grow. So you mentioned properties, you know, whatever they say that, you know, I used to be a property investor. I am looking to get back into that. But when I was 26, I had 7 properties and my portfolio was worth 1.2 million. So I don't know a lot. I don't know everything, but I know a little bit about, you know, property investing and investing as a whole. So what I would say is buying a property, we kind of know, or we expect that every 7 to 8 years, property prices increase. I think the stats say that they double every six to eight years, I believe. So we don't buy a property today and keep checking. You know, we don't keep checking on Google, has it gone up yet? Has it gone up yet? What's happened? You know, so it is the same thing. We just buy it and we know that we expect it to go up. So we pay the mortgage, or we live in it, or we rent it out, and we just crack on with it. And we put things in place to pass on to whoever we want to pass it on to. It's the same thing with cryptocurrency or, you know, any type of investment. I think the same thing should apply. There are different strategies where, yes, you can do certain strategies or certain methods where you're creating cash flow. So if you're short of money, then you can create cash flow through the academy to then create extra income to allow you to be able to then invest, whether that's in crypto or anything else that you want to do. So there's that aspect, first of all. Now, for somebody and people who are busy, don't get me wrong, crypto is not the only thing that I do. And I'm a single mum of a 4-year-old. He's a very, very active 4-year-old. And, you know, just due to whatever else is going on within our lives, I feel like I'm always rushing against the clock. So I know what it's like to be busy. And it's kind of the case of, we make time for what we want to make time for. So I would say, somebody who's busy, do you have an hour a day? If not, do you have half an hour a day? If not, do you have 10 minutes a day? Can you wake up 10 minutes earlier, or 10 minutes before you go to bed, or half an hour before you go to bed? Can you log on, put your email address in and your password, and watch a video? Watch a 20-minute video, a 10-minute video that's breaking down information where you can click exactly what they're telling you to click. You can see what they're doing, so you can see what your screen is meant to look like. If you really want to change the financial trajectory of either your current situation or the situation for the generations to come, you will find that time. So last night, for example, I went to bed at 1. I was meant to go to bed at 11. I ended up going to bed at 1 simply because I was trying to buy a particular buying crypto. You never would have guessed. But it wasn't like, between my Wi-Fi and other techie issues, it just kept messing up. So it ended up taking me 2 hours. But so many times that I just think, forget it, I'm just going to go to bed, whatever, it doesn't matter. And I thought, no, actually it does, because this particular crypto, or think of it as a stock, this particular product or asset is at the price, at the level, or at the area where it's the best time to buy. If I don't do this tonight, anything can happen in the morning where the price could have shot up. And then if I'm lucky, maybe the price could have gone down a bit more, which means I get a slightly better entry, or I get more for my money. So I persevered through, and I'm still paying for it now, because there have been many times I've almost fallen asleep today because I'm just so tired from, you know, going to bed 2 hours late. So I'm not saying everybody has to do that, but what I'm saying is I made a decision that I was going to build a crypto portfolio for myself and for my son. And that's what I'm sticking to, regardless of what happens. Even if my phone cracks, I'll find another way to actually do it.
Yes. it's about
making time. And, you know, if you don't want to watch the videos, then if you have all your children who are like 11 upwards who can comprehend things, you know, then they can do that. And again, it could just become part of their homework. But if you're building generational wealth together, that's when it becomes fun, I think, when, you know, the rest of the family are involved.